Hi, it's Amy with Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com. And I am on a mission to help highly sensitive people be the best version of themselves. So I'm going to do a series of podcasts that really emphasize you stepping into your power, you being the best version of yourself. And each podcast is going to be one little piece. I'll jam on it. And each message is designed to help you remember who you are. Remember that your desires matter, that your intuition is always correct, and you are joining forces with spirit to create your reality. And that's it. That's all you're responsible for. So if you're ready for that, check out all of these shows. Today we're going to talk about it is not your job to solve everyone's problem. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to grow your business, feel more centered as you move through your life, be stronger in your ability to manifest, shift some beliefs, change some habits that don't serve you well, become the best version of yourself, then I would love to support you in that. Please consider my services at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out the single session. You can always book a session with me. And then also check out the Activate Intuitive Coaching Package, as well as the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. I am here to serve you. All right, let's talk about this. It's not your job to solve everyone's problems. Highly sensitive people who have probably picked up some codependent ways of moving through life feel compelled, drawn to, bad if they don't, bad if they do, wrong if they don't, wrong if they do. And so as a result of that, we, and I can say we because I'm a recovering codependent and a highly sensitive person, we feel it is our job to solve everyone's problem, but it's not. 9 times out of 10, you're probably getting in the way, especially if it's being motivated by codependency. You couldn't even see clearly to know how to truly help another. And so, while I know it sucks to see someone suffer, and there are people that we love and care about and we want the best for them, but it's not your job to solve their problem. It is your job to solve your own problems. And from that vibrational state, you can extend true help, or just by your vibration, you can help somebody else heal. And this is probably the most important part. It's more important than what you do. Your vibration impacts all those around you. So if you step out of the mindset of trying to fix things for others and focus on fixing yourself, you will help those who need your help make changes and shifts. They'll feel how empowered you are, and maybe they will feel compelled to make changes on their own. They'll trust their own intuition, or they will come to you and say, hey, how did you do that? What shifted in you? What could you teach me? And that is far greater and far more powerful than you running around like a chicken trying to fix everybody's problems. And here's the thing. I don't think us highly sensitive codependent people, recovering codependent people, run into burning buildings. I think we don't see the building is burning. And that is because we're so focused outward. We have very porous boundaries. And so we feel like we need to control everything around us so we feel good. But the reality is that if you're basing life on something outside of you, you're not going to feel good. There are things that are going to always be outside of your control. I always go back to Byron Katie, The Work. When I first started in metaphysics, that was what was all over Hay House Radio, and the shows I was listening to was Byron Katie's The Work. And I believe back in the day, you used to be able to get the worksheets for free from her website. So Byron Katie, B-Y-R-O-N-K-A-T-I-E, The Work. And there's three questions in The Work, but more so, there's three perspectives that she discusses that I think were life-changing for me. One is, there's your business, there's other people's business, and there's God's business. God's business is usually the timing of things, how something will happen. Other people's business, their problems, that's their realm of control. Your only realm of control is your business. You are the only one that can solve your problems. So be focused on your solutions. Make a commitment to that instead of running around trying to solve everybody else's problems. And I know somebody's saying, but Amy, you don't understand. People come to me. I get it. Because we have this energetic neon sign above our heads that says, hey, 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 come to me, come to me. But you'll find as you step away from those situations that you're typically not really helping all that much. You could give somebody the best piece of wisdom and there's a high probability they won't even take it. So instead of exerting all your energy into being someone else's savior, focus on you. Focus on taking care of you. Focus on your well-being. Focus on solving your problems because all the answers are within you. So pray, trust your intuition, take the appropriate action. I'll say it to you again, take the appropriate action. If your desire is to release weight, then focus on doing everything you know to do to release weight. If your desire is to increase your income, focus all your intention on increasing your income. And then I promise, once you transcend, once you shift, once you become the best version of yourself, then you are truly helping all those around you. All right. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Again, if you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Please consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I look forward to catching you again. If you like this program, please subscribe on whatever platform you listen on. Also, tell a friend. If you got a metaphysical, spiritual, intuitive friend, please tell them about my show. And sign up for my newsletter. If you go to intuitivecoachingwithamy.com on the homepage, there's a sign-up sheet. And every week, I will send you two intuitive messages. I read the universal energy for all those that would open my emails. And send you out a message. So sign up for that. And until next time, take care of yourself. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.